Okay, so you're homophobic.
Just vibrates all of it out of you.
Colby had a question about legs being on the shoulders. And
like, how does it work?
I was like, that standard practice, or are they just trying to like cover up?
Yeah, last year was way too serious. Well,
hip lock right now.
Yeah, live, we need to watch. Block.
Block. All right, girls, look alive.
Happy New Year.
Alive and well.
Happy New Year, everyone.
I was just going to say, like, happy birthday, 2026. Kind of works, right?
I guess so.
I guess. It's... Well, no, because the birthday was, like, 5 days ago.
Oh.
Happy belated.
Here's the thing. Last week was not a real week.
No. The last, like, 3 weeks of my life have been fake.
Colby also was all over the world.
Yeah, you were traveling a lot more than I thought you were going to.
Colby was supposed to go home to Boston. And then Colby texts me and she's like, hey, by the way, I'm going to Puerto Rico tomorrow. I was like, what do you mean you're going to Puerto Rico tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm very grateful that, first of all, my office was closed for the holiday break. So we were like checking in on things and monitoring like what urgently needed a response. But other than that, we were like technically on break. And so I was leaving to go home the weekend before Christmas to go out to dinner in Boston for my sister's birthday, which was on the 19th. And literally 20 minutes before I needed to leave my apartment to get on the Amtrak, she texted me that she had a companion pass on Delta that she needed to use by December 31st. And she was like, the flights to Puerto Rico aren't bad, and like, this is what the hotel is, whatever. And she was like, can somebody please come with me? And I was late checking in on these texts because I was packing. Mm-hmm. And then I finally picked up my phone and I was like, I literally just shut my suitcase. And she was like, open it back up, let's go. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I went to Puerto Rico for like 4 days, which was very nice. But I felt really tan when I left there, and it's fully gone already.
What hotel did you guys stay at?
We stayed at the Fairmont. We've stayed there before.
You look really tan, by the way.
But you are not tan. As tan as I was.
Honestly, you both look tan. Did you just spray?
Oh my God, mine's so fake.
Oh, really?
So fake.
I mean,
you think this is real? Where have I been? I've been nowhere.
That's why I was asking.
I've been in my house.
Your boobs look great also. Like, oh my God. I walked in here and I was like, did you get your hair done? Like, Katie looks amazing. And then I'm just sitting here, but my eyes can't diverge from her rack.
This shirt are full of racks this week.
I'm like a boob guy lately. I don't know what's going on.
Wait, Colby, what else is
Colby and I went to breakfast on Saturday, Sunday? Yeah. What day did we go? Saturday, I think.
Yeah. One of those.
I think it was Saturday. We went to breakfast on Saturday and we're sitting down at the table and Colby takes off her jacket and I literally couldn't say anything else. I was like, holy shit, Colby, look at your rack.
I know. And it was crazy.
She had a full rack,
which
like,
is
loaded up.
So unusual for me.
Also, mind you, the table next to us, half an inch away, and I'm like, holy shit, Colby, look at your rack. And these girls are probably like, is he okay?
I was wearing a sports bra that had padding in it, which I like never do, and I always take them out, but I hadn't worn it in a while, and I was like in a rush to get to my class. So I was wearing that, and then I was just all pushed together, I guess.
No one was safe in that restaurant because Colby literally overnight boob job. Like, yeah. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. They looked great.
Thanks.
I mean, racks all around, guys. I'm pro rack.
Rack, yeah. Rack city.
Rack city, bitch.
2026 is the year of the rack. Actually, wait, I was just talking to someone about my year or my word of the year for 2026.
Okay.
Do you have a word of the year for 2026?
Like, what? Yeah, we did this on New Year's Eve where everybody needed to pick a word of the year.
Okay. What is your word of the year?
Just guess. Like,
does that mean like
money?
Kind
of. I was going to say like intention. Is it like a word of intention or just like a word you're going to say a lot?
No, intention.
Yeah.
An intention for the year.
This word is going to define your 2026,
yeah,
and like things that are going to happen to you and what you're going to do.
Mine is abundance.
Oh, okay. That was mine last year. I love that. That's a good one. Mine was rich.
Rich.
Yeah. Because I felt like rich encompassed a lot of different things. It's like you can be rich in experiences and rich in friendships and rich in money and rich in travel. And so there's just a lot of things that rich can, you know, come in the form of. So that was my word.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, mine's a little different. Mine's fiber.
Oh.
I'm hoping to eat a lot of fiber this year. I feel like fiber is such an unsexy nutrient, and I'm trying to make fiber sexy this year because I need a lot more of it.
You know, they you should talk to them.
Getting a lot of content about how people are going to be shifting from protein to fiber.
Well, I'm going to be doing both, but like fiber, I notoriously have not eaten enough fiber in my life, and it's taking a toll. Let's just say that.
I can give you my gay pills.
Oh.
That you'll get plenty of fiber then.
Do you think I need that?
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
I mean, they're like, I call them gay pills. They're a normal supplement that everybody should take if they need more fiber, basically. It's called psyllium husk. Do you know psyllium husk?
I feel like I've heard of this.
So gay people take this the night before that they're going to, you know, do some banging, essentially, to educate everyone.
To exit everything.
2026 is also about me giving my gay agenda to everybody, so we're going to talk about Heated Rivalry for sure on this podcast. I was going to say,
that also came up while we were watching Heated Rivalry. We were like, don't they have to do some like preparation for this? They're just like always ready to go anytime that the opportunity presents itself.
Was that part of your line of questioning for me?
No, I really only had that one question, or I didn't ask you anything else after I sent you my one question.
I sent Colby a really great voice note describing to her gay sex mechanisms. Okay, anyways, back to fiber, and then I'm forcing us to talk about Heated Rivalry, obviously.
That's okay. I feel like the listeners want to hear about it. It's like such a timely show.
100%. But you guys need psyllium husk. It's the best like fiber supplement, basically. Okay. So it's a natural supplement. I forget exactly what it's found in, but it's called psyllium husk. So psyllium. You can buy it off Amazon.
All right, I'm looking.
And you take three capsules a day, and it's like the best fiber supplement. It helps keep you regulated. You're going to be pooping on a normal schedule.
I just want to be regular, okay? Is that too much to ask?
I'm telling you, Kitty, you need to try psyllium husk.
I was thinking of just eating prunes.
Prunes are also great.
That's the good old-fashioned way.
I would do both. Like, do a bit of both. Like, you can get it that way. And I mean, psyllium husk is completely natural. It's basically the same as taking, like, a zinc tablet or whatever it may be.
Okay. So,
you got to try it.
Well, I've heard that Brooke said I should get one of those vibration plates because...
Oh my God, I've been so tempted by them.
Well,
I haven't seen this.
It's like, oh my God, it's all over my TikTok.
Lymphatic, like, regulation. I don't know. But, like, she says that an added bonus of this vibration thing is it just vibrates all of it out of you. Like, you're just like, I gotta run to the bathroom now.
Oh.
Which I feel like TMI.
Shakes things up a little bit.
I feel like I need things shaken up.
Okay.
And that's on me being open and honest with the listeners about my bowels.
That's so important.
And my word for 2026 is fiber.
I figured we were going to get into the bowel conversation if your 2026 word was fiber, so don't be alarmed.
I'm not going to beat around the bush, but...
Okay, so far in the first 5 minutes of this podcast, we've talked about racks, we've talked about anal cleansing. I don't know where I was going with that.
Okay, well, you know, we haven't seen each other in a while, so naturally we're going to cover the most important topics right off the bat.
We have to. And the most important of all is, have you watched Heated Rivalry yet, Katie?
I have not watched Heated Rivalry. It is not from a lack of wanting to watch it. I just have a lot of things to watch.
Okay, so you're homophobic.
No, your content plate is full.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
The other night I was at a dinner.
I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say other than no.
The other night I was at a dinner and naturally I was pitching Heated Rivalry. And also, mind you, while I was at this dinner, three separate people texted me being like, oh my God, just finished episode 6. Oh my God, just started the like season. Oh my God, just watched episode 3. Like literally while I was sitting at this dinner, three people who were not at the dinner texted me about this.
Well,
okay?
Of course.
I have gotten the team on Heated Rivalry. Anyways, obviously Heated Rivalry, part of it, like a big part of it, is gay sex, which like you don't normally see on television. And so people see it and they're like, what the fuck is going on? AKA the conversation that we had when Colby and I watched the first episode. Yes. And we were like, a lot of blowjobs, not a lot of plot. We were confused. We turned it off after the first blowjob.
I mean, you guys honestly were the first I'd heard of Heated Rivalry when you talked about it on the episode, like 4 episodes ago of the podcast.
Yes.
And you were like, oh, this hockey show.
No, exactly. Like I like.
And Adam's now watched it 11 times.
That's not an exaggeration at all.
And like some of the times were with your family.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear about that.
Oh, don't worry. You'll hear about it. But anyways, so I was at this dinner the other night. Obviously, I was pitching Heated Rivalry. And this dinner was a bunch of straight people. Like a bunch of straight guys, a bunch of straight girls, whatever. Like the straight girls love Heated Rivalry. So it's a thing for them. It's like for the girls and the gays, basically. But I've been forcing all the straight people I know to also watch it because they need to be waterboarded with gay content, basically. Because they need to be less homophobic,
essentially. Well, it also is more about the like actual romance behind it all. Like,
yeah, yeah.
We're lost on that this day and age.
Like, yeah.
the romantic pursuit of somebody.
The yearning.
Yeah.
The yearning.
So gay sex is obviously a big part of the show, but it's not about gay sex at all. It's like about a love story, basically, between two male hockey players. But essentially, we're at this dinner, and these guys are like, oh, Adam, like, I can't watch that. And I was like, okay, you're homophobic then. And he was like, no, I'm not homophobic at all. Like, I'll give it a try. I promise I'll watch it. So I'm getting all of the straight men also.
A man who's in touch with his masculinity will be able to push through.
100%. The straight men who love Adam Harrison, they will do it for me. And so I've been forcing them all one by one to watch the show, including my family. They also needed it. It's actually kind of funny. So the first episode of Heated Rivalry, obviously we talked about how I watched it with Colby. A lot of blowjobs, not a lot of plot was our first impression. Obviously that changed. And so I forced my family to watch Heated Rivalry. I was like, you guys need to watch the show. And we're all watching the first episode. A lot of blowjobs happening, right? Blowjobs everywhere. And my family's like covering their eyes. They're like, what's going on? They're all freaking out. And then we dismiss class after the first episode to like then reconvene later that night and watch it together. And my aunt later that day was like, you know, I've been thinking all day and reflecting on why I was so uncomfortable watching that. And she was like, I think I might have a little underlying homophobia.
Oh my God.
She was like, obviously, like, I like love you and like don't like have any judgment and like I support you, whatever. But she was like, I could not watch gay sex on television. Like, I literally couldn't do it. And so,
wow, that's a really interesting confession.
And so then I took her to gay camp and then forced them all to watch it more. And so then naturally,
what's gay camp? Just like exposure therapy?
They watched the show. Exposure therapy.
See, I was picturing you pausing it every 5 minutes and saying, like, and standing in front of the TV, okay, class, what did we just watch there?
No, all right, I was giving lessons.
Let me break it down.
Because then when they were like committed to actually getting through it, they were like, okay, we need to watch this because we need to have exposure therapy to gay sex because they don't show gay sex on television normally. It's like new to everybody, which is part of the reason I think it's so important that people watch this. But anyways, I'm literally holding court while this is happening because they were like, wait, so, and Colby had the same questions, by the way, that my family had. She was like, wait, so like, is the penis in there or like, where is it?
My question was about the legs on the shoulders.
Yes. Colby had a question about legs being on the shoulders. And
like, how does it work?
I was like, is that standard practice or are they just trying to like cover up?
She was like, is that best like, practice that's for so, that type of act?
That's so crazy.
So funny. Anyways. Okay,
so I just
but then
watch.
I was like, okay, I guess it makes sense if it's like two men.
Yeah. So I was holding court.
I feel like people are also like, I'm definitely going to watch it. Like, I'm not homophobic. But I think that the problem with a lot of people that don't want to watch it because they're a little selfish. Like, people are selfish. And if it doesn't have anything to do with them, they're like, oh, this is nothing to do with me. Like, this is nothing I can relate to. Like, that they have a problem with that. Like, they're like, oh, I want to watch something that, like, represents me.
Yes.
Like, if I don't see myself in this show in any way, shape, or form, I'm not going to watch it. But like you said, there's a lot of, like, romance cues, like, yearning. So people need to, like, get past...
Episode 3 was my favorite.
Like, you can watch something that has nothing to do with you and still enjoy it. Like, I think a lot of people have a hard time doing that, though.
Yeah. And I will say, once we got to the end, like, literally my entire family was in tears.
I heard,
like,
there was a lot of tears.
I didn't cry. I kind of was like, why is everybody crying? But I also am an ice queen and don't cry, so.
I cry at literally everything. Colby and I were sitting on the couch last night and I was crying thinking about Heated Rivalry.
Yeah,
and
just I'm thinking about it? Whimpers thinking about the show.
Like, I'll start thinking about it and, like, specific scenes. Happy and crying, then my tears will just start welling up. Yeah, it's not like a tragic, like, did you ever watch One Day?
Yeah. Okay, I also didn't cry watching that, though.
So. That is shocking to me because One Day was the most devastating show I've ever watched in my entire life. I remember FaceTiming my mom because she had finished One Day, like, maybe 30 minutes or 45 minutes before me, and I was wailing. Like, my neighbors probably thought I was getting axe murdered. This was years ago. Heated Rivalry is not that type of, like, crying. It's like, you just feel so happy for them, and you're, like, looking at all these little things and thinking back to other parts of the show, and you're like, wow, this is, like, a beautiful.
Okay, so it's like a
beautiful story.
A therapeutic type of cry.
Yeah. It's just, like, it's so nice.
There's, like, a difference between a good cry and a bad cry.
Yeah.
Like, while you're watching a show, I mean. Like, it's like, oh, that was, like, a good, I feel better after that, or I feel worse.
Yeah. But honestly, the other reason that I really am obsessed with the show is because, so it's basically this random studio in Canada that produced it. So Crave Studios. Obviously, you've probably never heard of that in your entire lives. But basically, they bought the rights to recreate this book called Heated Rivalry, which is a 6-part series. And it follows, like, six different storylines, essentially, or I think some of the books are maybe a couple different storylines, but it's all about in the closet hockey players, because a fun fact is that there isn't a single out of the closet NHL player.
Shut up.
Isn't that insane? There's no gay, I mean, obviously there's gay hockey players, like statistically there has to be, but there's no out of the closet hockey players.
Oh my God, I have chills.
It's crazy. And
full
so,
body chills.
Yeah, I had no idea that was a thing, honestly.
Shut up.
Because obviously, like, there are a few NFL players, like Colton Underwood, for example. He's the one that came out of the closet a couple years ago. But also another, like, really horrible fact is that I think that before Colton Underwood, there was one NFL player that came out of the closet, and he, in the following draft, like, got docked down, like, like substantially.
He wasn't retired, too.
No, he wasn't retired.
Oh, wow.
Wait.
He was an active NFL player and then got, like, massively docked down in the following draft. So anyways, I think it's important to like surface stories like that. But anyways, the reason that I really liked it is because of this Crave Studios situation. So Crave Studios basically bought the rights to make a television show about this, six episodes. And then I think that HBO basically saw like some potential in this. And so then they bought the rights from Crave Studios to then show it on HBO. And so they didn't think it was going to be like as big of a hit as it was. Like they thought it was just going to be another, like one of the HBO series that came out, but they thought it would do well because it was like very sex forward and people obviously like sex sells at the end of the day. And it ended up being the number one HBO show, like basically ever. And the episode 5 of the series surpassed Breaking Bad as the number one.
I did see that.
Yeah, as the number one rated television episode in history.
Why was that one in particular a really good episode?
That's,
do you remember?
That's the crier. No, it was the last episode.
Well, both are criers. Right? I think 5 is like the big crier, but there's only 6 episodes. This is a very easy watch. I mean, it's like 50 minutes each, 6 episodes.
I gotta watch it.
Yeah.
It's just so beautiful.
We watched it in like 12 hours.
Yeah. And so anyways, it blew up substantially. And these two actors, the main guys, so Connor Stories and what's the other one? Hudson Williams, I think his name is. He plays Shane Hollander in the show. But so both of them literally had like 1,000-2,000 followers on Instagram before the show came out. And now they each have like multiple, like 1.3 million. They're getting cast in a bunch of major television shows. They're getting sponsored by all the top brands like Tom Brown. They're 100% going to go to the Met and probably win Emmys for the show. Like, it's just like,
oh, I love that.
Doesn't it make you so happy to like hear stories like that? Like, these are just two no-name actors. And now on TikTok, I get a lot of the content of both of them like as kids or like growing up, like in obviously not the spotlight, but just like actors who want to make it, kind of.
Yeah.
And Connor's story is he's like so cute. The videos of him, he used to make YouTube videos and he would be like, oh, okay, like I gotta leave you guys to go hang out with my friends. Oh, just kidding, I don't have any friends. But
oh my God, like, my heart.
The one that they're, one of them plays like a Russian hockey player and he's literally American.
Yeah.
And he learned Russian in 7 days, like the entire language and accent and everything. You would never know that he wasn't from there.
I'm so happy that it worked out because that sounds terrible. And imagine you do that and then your show flops. I think about that all the time. Like, yeah, how many actors are like, you know, on location for like a year filming a movie or a show or something, and then the show like flops.
But also that's like another amazing part about this show is they filmed it in 26 days on a shoestring budget. No, guys,
research.
I know everything about the show. I'm not kidding, because I think it's like literally so amazing. Every single part of it. Like, the story is beautiful. The behind the scenes is beautiful. Like, everything about it is beautiful.
Are you going to read the books now?
I bought the book. Yeah, of course.
Whoa. Is that going to be your book of the year?
No, literally, my one book of the year.
Book of the year.
You have to read all of them.
Well, wait.
So you know what's to come in the next seasons.
No, I only care about Shane and Ilya, so I only want to read the ones around them.
You said that, like,
they're not going to be back.
No, they are. So the second and third.
That's what I was wondering, because you said that the books have like, they focus on different people in each book, right?
Yeah.
So,
but so for example,
are they done?
Episode 3, so the one that Colby really likes, focuses on these two, or this one player named Scott Hunter. And so that's like its own book in the series, but they gave an episode dedicated to them too, because, or like his storyline, because it feeds into like,
I see.
The main storyline, if that makes sense.
I feel like they gotta bring the main two guys back for season 2.
They are.
Like, that would be crazy of them to be like, all right, psych. I mean, I guess White Lotus, it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With, like, different characters. But they still had, like Tanya was, like, a repeat. Like, there was a few repeats in White Lotus.
Yeah. But they are bringing back the two main guys. They both signed multi-7-figure deals for season 2 and season 3.
How exciting. I'm, like, giddy for them.
I know.
Like, how exciting. How exciting.
And they're also, so one of them, I mean, at least one of them isn't gay in real life. And isn't. Now isn't.
Really?
In real life. That's so funny to me to say, but...
Wait, I thought that the one was bi, and then the one hasn't confirmed or denied.
The one isn't confirmed and or denied. The other one has a girlfriend. Like, that's all I know is that he's
at least straight. He is bi, at least. From what from our research, because we were like,
you talked to
this
him?
Has to be crazy method acting if there's no attraction in general.
No, but basically they get asked in every interview, like, are you actually gay? And the director shuts it down and is like, you're not asking them that, basically, like, live in interviews. Like, the director is basically this known savage. His name's Jacob Tierney. And he's like, you can't ask them that. Like, when I was, like, auditioning them to be a fit for this role, like, I did not ask them if they were gay or not, because the people that come in and, like, act the role, like, if they are perfect for the part, like, they're perfect for the part. Doesn't matter what their sexuality is.
See, that's an interesting, like, perspective, because I have seen, like, criticism of people in shows or movies, like, prior to this, that, like, were playing a gay or straight or vice versa person, like, a sexuality other than their own in a show, and people get mad. They're like, well, why wouldn't you just cast a gay person for that role? Like, why are you casting a straight? Like, give them the opportunity to, like, represent themselves. But I see both sides. Like, if an actor does a great job, like, why does it, and does justice to the sexuality,
so, like, that was, why, like, does a lot matter? Of the criticism, though, is, like, there was so much criticism being like, they're not actually gay. Like, this is basically offensive to the queer community or whatever. But then I think the way that they pivoted it to be like, why would we be asking them if they're gay or not? If they are giving justice and representation to the community, that's, like, good. Like, why would we stop them from doing that, essentially? Because they did such a great job.
Clearly, and, like, it worked too. Yeah. And it, like, but it is an interesting conversation there. I totally didn't know. Well, I mean, I haven't even seen the show, but, like, I figured they were both gay.
Yeah.
Just, wow. Interesting.
I mean, the one is definitely, like, a queen for sure. Like, he's, like, floating around. Connor Soris. I love him. I want to frame a picture of him.
Wait, so is he the one that has a girlfriend?
No. Hudson.
Yeah, so he's bi, I think. Okay. Or is he gay?
No, he's not gay. I mean, he's a girlfriend.
Yeah, I think he said that he was bi somewhere. Because we Googled all of them to, like, try and figure this out. And then the other one, we couldn't find anything on. And then the other two people... Another one is bi, and another one I think is gay.
Colby was trying to crack the code.
Yeah, well, we were just curious because it was, like, impressive, if not.
I think the one that you like is gay in real life.
He's bi.
Oh, he's bi. Oh, yeah. Okay. Because he's not one of the main ones. Yeah. Well, I mean, he's kind of, like, secondary main.
Interesting.
Anyways, that's my pitch on Heated Rivalry. It's an amazing show, and everybody should definitely watch it.
I'll have to give it a watch. I had my plate filled with Taylor Swift documentary.
I still haven't finished that.
Yeah, Colby and I watched the first episode, I think.
And I've been, like, on a kick of watching Bones, which is, like, a show.
Oh my God. My dad was obsessed with that show when I was growing up.
It's such a good show. If you like forensic stuff and true crime, but, like, not true.
Yeah. My dad loved that show. White Collar, that White other Collar. Show.
Oh, I don't know that one.
I think it took place in the Hamptons.
Oh, God. Okay. I got to add that to my plate. So many good things out right now.
Yeah. I need Criminal to Minds, NCIS. I've seen, like, literally every episode of these shows, and I think it's, like, why I'm still scared of Brian Koberger.
He's locked up. You don't have to worry about him.
Yeah.
You're safe.
But you never know.
I saw this TikTok where, I really hope this never happens to me or anyone I know, but, like, this girl was filming day in my life vlogs and, like,
got a stalker.
Yeah. Someone.
I think about that all the time.
Well, not confirmed, but, like, people are, like, speculating. She said that, like, a guy randomly. I'm, like, doing this story not justice, but I'm sure now that you're listening to this, it'll pop up on your feed as well. But this girl was essentially recapping the fact that she had someone, like, a scary situation with a guy that, like, showed up somewhere that where she was going, like, either at the gym. I don't remember where she said she was. And people full on were, like, stitching her video and saying, girl, you have a stalker because you post Day of My Life with timestamps. With exactly where you are every day at exactly what time. And I've never thought about that because I do that too. And I'm like, holy fuck, someone's going to just show up, like, knowing I go to the gym at the same time every day or whatever. But I guess, honestly, I'm not type A enough to do that because, like, I don't do the same thing every day. But now I'm, like, rethinking. I'm going to, like, change up my timestamps a little bit now.
No, guys, did I talk about on the podcast how I literally have a stalker? Did I talk about that?
Do you have a stalker?
Did I tell you guys?
Do the intro and then talk about your stalker.
Oh, I forgot the intro.
We're going to get wrapped up in whatever the story is.
Welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam. The first episode of 2026. Girls, how are we doing?
Pretty darn good. We got a lunchtime recording right now.
Lunchtime record.
We are a little bit more awake than normal.
Yeah, we are.
All right, coffee.
Okay.
Shocked you haven't already told me about this.
Stalker. So over the past, like, probably 7 years, there's this guy who's basically been obsessed with me. And it's one of my very close friends, part of her family.
Oh, I know
this. Wait, you did tell us this on the podcast.
Did I talk about it on the podcast?
You did.
Yeah. Okay. Did I actually?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the threesome?
Yes. Wait, but like, give us spark notes again, because I'm kind of forgetting.
Okay, the spark notes again are basically this guy has been obsessed with me for the past 7 years, but it's like a family friend of somebody that I'm very close with. And so I felt bad blocking him almost, and he seemed kind of harmless. So I just essentially restricted him on Instagram so he couldn't see that I blocked him. And he DMs me literally like every single day, responds to every single thing. I've never responded to a single thing, but he'll like send me videos of him like naked, jacking off, like all kinds of like horrible, disgusting things.
So gross.
And I've been telling my friend about it, and she's like, Adam, like, this is ridiculous. Like, I'm literally telling my cousin to text him and be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you need to stop this. And I was like, no, it's okay. Like, I don't want to make it awkward for your family or anything like that. So like, I'll just, it's fine. Like, as long as nothing happens, like, whatever. Like, he's, you know, whatever.
Disturbed.
Yeah, clearly like something's wrong with him, and that's not a problem. Exactly. But then what freaked me out is a couple of weeks ago, which I may or may not have talked about on the podcast, but somebody else, like this gay guy that I follow, follows me. We've never met in person, but he had asked me on a date a couple of years ago, and I forget how we got entwined. Like, maybe it was like a Raya match or something. But he messages me on Instagram, and he's cool and normal. And he's like, hey, do you happen to know this guy? And says his name. And I'm like, I'm not friends with him, but
I know.
Yeah, it's a stalker. Okay. And I'm like, but I know of him through a friend. And he said, okay, like this guy, that's good to know, because this guy has basically been messaging me saying that you guys are really good friends, and that he wants the three of us like hang out together and all this stuff. And I was like, no, like I literally have never, I don't even think I've ever met him. If I have met him, it's like once or twice maybe in passing. And he goes, okay, then I should probably tell you, he's basically been pitching me on a threesome with you.
Ew.
And said that you would be really into it.
Oh my God.
So crazy.
I literally was like, what do you mean? Like, how? And then in my head, I'm like, how did this guy, the stalker, even like find this guy and then decide to pitch him on a threesome with me? This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, especially going into February, sometimes it feels like everyone else has it all together with their love lives. Whether you're married, dating, single, the truth is, most of us are still figuring it out and finding our own way. And no matter where you are in your romantic journey, therapy can help you find your way. Help determine what you want, what feels heavy, and how you can take some pressure off of yourself. And that's why we love BetterHelp.
BetterHelp works with licensed therapists in the U.S. who follow a strong professional code, so you're getting real qualified support. They do the matching for you, which takes a lot of the pressure off of you. You just answer a quick questionnaire about what you're looking for, and based on years of experience, they usually nail the match the first time. But if it's not a perfect fit, you can switch therapists anytime. No awkwardness.
Guys, I promise everyone is on their own timeline. Take it from me. We're still trying. We're still figuring it out. And if it's weighing on you, you can talk it out in therapy. So don't worry.
Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com.
You guys know that MatchMade loves Quince. Quince is all about elevated essentials that feel effortless. Designed for layering and mixing, each piece helps build a timeless wardrobe made to last. With versatile silhouettes and thoughtful details, they're the kind of styles you wear again and again.
I have my eye on the 100% washable silk slip dress on their website, thinking of wearing it for Valentine's Day. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Quince has the wardrobe staples with quality that's made to last. Think 100% organic cotton sweaters, premium denim made with stretch for all-day comfort, luxe cotton cashmere blends, perfect for the changing seasons, everything you need for a wardrobe that actually lasts. And I love that Quince works directly with safe, ethical factories that cuts out the middlemen, so you're not paying for brand markup, just high-quality clothing.
Refresh your wardrobe with Quince. Go to quince.com/matchmade for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's quince.com/matchmade to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/matchmade.
Check it out.
But also, how did he convince himself that you would be really into it?
I have no idea. Like, maybe, like, this guy was his entry point to me. Like, he wanted this guy to pitch me on the threesome. I have no clue. But I, after that, I was freaked the fuck out. And I texted my friend and I was like, you're never going to believe what just happened. But, like,
no, this is really, it's really scary because he seems like he's narcissistic, which is like a big quality of serial killers.
And he works for the city.
Like,
so he probably knows where I live.
Hey, one call.
He's a firefighter. One call,
you could end it.
I know.
Call his employer.
Like, they probably only have your old address, right?
As of
right now.
I hope so. I don't know how that works, but yeah, isn't that crazy? Like,
that's really freaky.
But so then I told my friend last week, and I was like, hey, like,
she needs to do something.
She texted her cousin. She was like, you need to say something to him because this is getting ridiculous. Like, he can't be doing that.
No.
Like,
does he still message you?
Yes.
Shut up.
You should, like, full-blown block
him. If I look, I bet it would... That's what my friend said. She was like, literally just block him.
Adam, if your friend already said something, you should just block him.
No, for sure block him.
Do you see how far back I am?
Yeah, it's crazy.
I haven't replied. I'm literally, like, nonstop.
Hip block right now.
Yeah, we need to watch.
Okay,
live block.
Block.
Yay.
Thank God. Now you will know peace. Okay, now you will know peace.
I mean, it's like not, it gets to a point where it's no longer even entertaining.
No.
No, that's freaky.
Well, I never even look at it because I'm like, it's freaky. Like, he literally obsessively messages me every single day. And like, you saw missed call, like video calls and calls on there.
Serial killer behavior. We need to.
Oh my God. And then the other day, so now I'm like all on edge about this.
Yeah.
And the other day, this random number texts me and goes, Adam. And then goes, Adam Harrison, ? And
I'm
like, oh my God, if he found my fucking number. And then on WhatsApp, I get the same message. Is this Adam Harrison? ? And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. I literally think it's him. Like, stalking me.
Okay, block the numbers or just report it as spam.
It didn't end up being him. Yeah, it was fine. I was like, who is this? And he said his name and I was like, oh, okay. It was like a work thing. So it ended up being fine. But when I got those messages, the first thing I thought of was like, oh my God, this guy fucking found my number somehow.
See, that's
a crazy intro.
That's the issue with how technologically connected we are.
You're not sure you're texting the right person, but like not going to say anything else but their name.
Yeah, it was really crazy. It was a little wild, I will say. But like, it was weird because on WhatsApp, like if you look somebody up on WhatsApp, it basically like says like, oh, the name associated with the number. So if I were to like type my number into WhatsApp, it would say, oh, Adam Harrison, and it would show like a picture of me or whatever. And so this person that messaged me, like it said their name. And so I was like, I don't even know if I know of anybody with that name. And their picture was like a dog or something like that. And it turned out to be like one of my clients, basically.
Yeah.
Are they older?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The dog
and
they just
like
tracks.
Don't know how to use technology.
Sounds about right.
Anyways, that's my stalker story, but hopefully we're going to.
Yeah, well. Blocked.
Now he's blocked.
Yeah, now he's blocked. So
get lost.
He's gonna be so confused. He's gonna find like a million other ways to contact me.
Well, then we
honestly, like, because it all happened so recently when Colby was out of the apartment and I was in the apartment by myself, I was like barricading doors. I literally was like horrible. No, Colby. And then I like start thinking about our apartment and like the like where there's nowhere to go. Like if somebody breaks in,
you guys
fire escape. You have one.
Sure.
I'd have to jump onto the street.
Wow, you guys really know how to turn the podcast dark.
Sorry, guys.
This is face planted on the sidewalk.
This is really bleak.
This is really bleak. Climb to the roof from your window.
Yeah, then I have to jump even higher.
See, I'm delusional. I always think that, like, if I got into a situation where someone was trying to like kidnap me or something, like,
you think you'd be able to talk your way out of it?
Like, something like that. I feel like I'd be able to convince them, like, oh, we're buddies. We have, like, a similar goal here. We're going to be, you know, untie my restraints. Like, let's be buddies, you know? Like, and then I would run. Like, I feel like I'm delusional. I feel like I would be able to, like, schmooze my way out of it.
Oh, I got no fight or flight. Honestly, I wouldn't even make it out the window.
See, it wouldn't be, like, fight or flight. For me, it just would be yap. Like, I would just yap my way out of it.
Just do it now.
I'd be like, hey, let's start a business together. And, like,
Katie's pitching a business. Colby is like, just give me the knife. I'll do it myself.
No. Like, get me out of here.
No. I don't like to think about anything like that happening.
Sounds like such a peaceful way to live.
Well, it's more like delusion.
I also get so much content, speaking of people who are imprisoned, of what's his face, Luigi Mangione.
Oh my God.
Oh.
You know what's really crazy though? Right now, the Maduro, the Venezuelan president, mm-hmm. P. Diddy, and Luigi Mangione are all in the same prison in New York.
Do you think they all go to lunch together?
I don't think they're allowed to speak to each other.
Oh, really?
They're probably in different cell blocks. It's just like, prisons are huge.
Oh. That's true.
Absolutely huge.
Wouldn't that be kind of funny if you were just like at lunch at prison and you're like, oh, there's Snoop Dogg?
My,
in Snoop New York? Dogg. Wait, Snoop Dogg is not in prison.
Who was it?
P. Diddy. Oh.
They're completely different people, Adam. Oh my God. Cancel him.
I'm sorry,
Snoop Dogg just did an amazing halftime performance on Christmas Day.
Oh, really?
I love Snoop Dogg. I love his 19 Crimes wine, and I love his friendship with Martha Stewart.
Right, okay, that's where I got confused. I should apologize, Snoop Dogg, because I also...
He wasn't having a freak off.
I think 2026 might be the year that I finally meet Martha Stewart. Like, everyone's met her.
She's very in the influencer scene, I feel like.
Yeah, she's very
Maybe
in it.
Maybe your word of the year can be Martha.
No, it's fiber.
No,
Martha likes fiber. She cooks.
Yeah, but fiber is like more crucial to my life and like will help me
But
be more
Martha's
comfortable.
More of like a lifestyle.
Yeah, but Martha, like, you know, she's still kicking. She seems like she's doing very well. Like, if it's not this year, it could be next year. Also, like, Ina Garten, I'd like to meet her. I feel like she's not really in the influencer circuit.
Yeah.
But I would love to meet her as well. Who knows what 2026 is?
I drove by her house on Saturday.
Ina?
Or Thursday, yeah.
Oh, one of her residences. She also, she was in Paris for the holidays, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so. She posted something.
Her house is behind a giant hedge, but it's like still pretty visible from the street. And yeah, it looks, I mean, she's also like walking distance from East Hampton Town.
I feel like Ina wouldn't be the type to have, like, a stalker. Like, I think that would be really extreme. Like, you'd have to take a long, hard look at yourself and be like, I'm stalking this perfect gem of a woman who...
Is she the one who makes brownie pudding?
Has had the same bob for 40 years. She is an icon, and I just feel like she's, like, protect her. Like, last year, we lost some great people, Diane Keaton being one of them. Like, protect Ina Garten at all costs. She's like in the same category in my mind as Diane Keaton. Mm. And I just hope that Ina like stays well this year. I hope she has a lot of fiber in her diet.
Brownie pudding was like occupying
She needs to stick around so I can meet her.
And Instagram.
I've been seeing that.
And I love the video of when she first made brownie pudding and how she's making, or not, maybe it's not the first time, but I saw this TikTok of her making brownie pudding and it's her making it for that dude that she's married to. What's his name?
Her husband.
Billy? I don't know.
That dude she's married to.
Yeah, her husband. He has a name.
Jeffrey. Did you say Jeffrey. Billy?
I'm sorry.
I haven't even seen the video of Ina making it. I've only been seeing other people make it, and it looks really delicious.
Well, she made it for Jeffrey, and then they went into a little tent, and she was like, if the tent comes a-rocking, don't come knocking. And I was like, Ina.
Shut up. Ina has so many. Ina has like the best lines. But she was on Amy Poehler's podcast recently.
Oh, really?
She's like, she's a riot, first of all. She's like hilarious. But she's... Like, she was saying a lot of good nuggets of wisdom on there on Amy Poehler's podcast about, like, her business and stuff. I really loved listening. I mean, I also listened to her audiobook or read her book via audiobook and loved it. But it's so interesting. Like, Jeffrey has been, like, her cheerleader since the beginning and, like, has just said, like, yes, Ina, to, like, every dream she's ever had. She used to work at the White House or, like, within... the government.
Ina did?
Yeah. She on like, I want to say like missile testing or like something like crazy like that. She like,
random.
I don't even know. Could have been something more money wise, but like something in the government. And then she saw a listing in the newspaper for a little like bakery or deli that was going on sale, like a building in the Hamptons. And she was like, I've never even really been to the Hamptons, but I'm going to buy it. And Jeffrey was like, oh my God, you're crazy, but like, let's do it. And just like, was like, hell yeah.
I love that for them.
And then he's just been her cheerleader ever since.
That's so nice.
It's a great way to live, having a cheerleader.
Ooh, I think that I found myself
cheerleader. That song.
She is always right there. That's good. What else we got, guys? What have you been up to?
How was your break? I'm
trying to think what I've been up to. Honestly, like trying not to do too much. That has been my goal. I've been trying to like be chill. I've been trying to read my books. I've been trying to use all of my gadgets and things that I got for Christmas.
What gadgets did you get?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of people this year have gifted me activities. Mm-hmm. like things that require activity. Like you guys gave me like the KitchenAid mixer for my birthday, which was not too long ago. I have not used it yet. I need to use it, but it's an activity. Mm-hmm. Okay. Brooke gave me a whole needle pointing set for Christmas, which I'm so excited about. Activity. My mom, like people have been gifting me a lot of things that require activity, which I'm excited about, but I just need more time for said activities.
Okay, not enough time to do the activities.
So, but I'm like going to carve them out because I really like this is my year of reclaiming my whimsy, my like craftiness, my fun.
Last year was a busy year.
Yeah, last year was way too serious. I didn't do enough activities last year. So now I have more than enough activities.
Okay.
Is what I've
been. I feel like needlepoint's a good like before bed situation. Like you can just do that while you're going to sleep now.
Absolutely. But like I also want to read in that time.
I have shows.
I need to watch Heated Rivalry, obviously. Yeah.
Thank you.
I need to bake a cake or something. Like, I just feel like I don't have with enough hours in the day, but I have all these activities that I want to do.
Well, you know what you should make? What? A Guinness cake.
Guinness cake?
A Guinness chocolate cake. It's like a thing.
Yum.
When I was out for New Year's last week, my friend's husband was making a Guinness chocolate cake, but I had to leave early, so I didn't get to taste it.
Shut up.
But I feel like that'd be very up your alley because Guinness is very, you know.
I do love Guinness. British. It's very rich.
Guinness is my favorite beer.
I got Jack a Guinness belt for Christmas.
Cute.
Like a stitched Guinness belt.
Where from?
Like one of those like Nantucket stores. I forget. I like just searched for it and found it. But got him that. What was it? On the topic of Guinness. Oh, I had a Guinness espresso martini over Christmas, which was delightful.
Where?
At Galway Bay in Annapolis, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, when I was home.
So instead of vodka, it was Guinness?
No, there was vodka in it. It was just like also Guinness.
Huh.
So yeah. It's like how was vodka, that? Guinness, and then...
Coffee.
Espresso.
Or like Bailey's? There's something sweet in it, like Bailey's Kahlua. Or Kahlua or something. Yeah. I don't know. It was delicious. I didn't ask any questions.
That sounds good. I kind of want to try that. I love Guinness.
It was really good.
I'll be in the land of the Guinness in T-minus 12 hours. I fly to London tonight. Did I not tell you that?
Oh, I thought you were...
That's not the land of the Guinness.
That's the land of Guinness.
Ireland.
No, oh, really? Ireland is the land of Guinness.
Oh, really?
I mean, they have Guinness in London, but I'd say Ireland
the land of my people.
Is the land of the Guinness. Colby would know.
I've never been to Ireland, so...
I haven't either. Know.
How long are you in London?
100%.
24 hours.
Quick trip to
just
London.
Getting 48 hours.
Oh! Oh, my goodness.
48 hours in London.
48. So I'll be there. I fly tonight. I land tomorrow morning. And then I'll be there all day tomorrow, which is Tuesday, Wednesday. And then I come back Thursday morning. And I land at like 11 a.m.
Wow. Busy bee this week.
Quick trip.
Wait, have you been seeing all the discourse about people being stuck in St. Bart's?
Yes.
People are stuck everywhere.
It's
so crazy.
Aruba. There's a few places where...
It's like anywhere within the Venezuelan airspace. Which is just...
But it's just so like crazy. Funny, the videos. People are like... Stuck in St. Bart's.
No, but I saw this video. I think it was like, last
night. Cry me a river.
The one I saw last night. Actually, it was whatever video you sent me last night. I like scrolled, and the first scroll that I saw was this girl who was posting on a yacht in St. Bart's and was like, is anybody flying back to New York City? Like, I have no way to get out of St. Bart's. And like, her background is a stunning, gorgeous yacht. But what I'm confused about is like, why don't they just boat the yachts to New York? Like, just dock it at Brookfield. Like, why can't they just take
or
the boat?
Or dock it in like Miami.
Yeah.
There's like, got to be a reason.
Like, can they not just motorboat that thing over to the U.S.? Like, turn the jets on, you know?
I mean, I do understand where they're coming from. Like, it's, you know, the first week of the new year, kind of got to be home this week, you know? And then...
No, like, I'd be pissed.
Being
to be
stuck somewhere where you... Like, being stuck anywhere is, like, an uncomfortable feeling of, like, not knowing, like, when you're going to get back. Yeah. And, like, also, you know, people who are stranded in, like... St. Bart's or Aruba or wherever, you got to pay for another hotel room or you got to pay for another night. You weren't expecting that. Like, I get it.
And it must be so expensive with everybody being stuck. Like,
but
I'm
sure. It's
just
ironic.
I was seeing videos like that and was thinking the same thing, but somebody had already commented that it was giving Andy from The Devil Wears Prada. That's her name, right?
Andy.
Yeah. Having to call everybody to get Miranda on a jet.
Is her name really Andy?
Yeah.
There's a
because
lot of...
I get confused. I was just questioning because of Andy Anderson.
That's what I was just gonna say. I'm like, there's a lot of Andys in these like 90s, early 2000s yeah. movies.
She's Andy, too.
We watched that on New Year's Day, so the scene is very fresh in my mind. It's like Miranda freaking the fuck out on the phone.
So much with the hurricane and like thunderstorm.
Literally massive thunderstrikes in the background. Being like, ah, it's just a drizzle.
Yeah.
And then like a lightning crack.
Yeah, Andy Sachs the character in Devil Wears Prada. Wow, they really couldn't come up with another name. Like, Andy Sachs. Which one came first? Devil Wears Prada or How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days? Do you want to guess?
My guess is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah, I guess How to Lose a Guy as well.
Okay. Devil Wears Prada was released in 2006.
I'm guessing 04 for...
Oh, 2003 was How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
I was close.
Okay, so that was first. So technically, Devil Wears Prada could have come up with another
name. I'm literally
name.
Just thinking about like the picture quality in my head, and like Devil Wears Prada was definitely better than...
But also, I kind of miss when movies looked like that. Like,
I was literally just going to say that.
I was watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and it's so obvious that they're being filmed now. Like, they have fancy lights, and it's very much so like a set. It feels like
production, yeah. Yeah.
Instead of just like filming them as they go about their life.
I
miss low resolution.
I love low resolution. I like when it's like a little fuzzy, you know?
Yeah.
It just feels
more
real.
Marty Supreme was kind of like that.
Oh, I still haven't seen that.
It was a wild ride, but...
Is your review positive?
I liked it, yeah. It just was not what I expected at all.
I'm a little scared because I think it's 2.5 hours. Like, that's quite...
Yeah, it was pretty long, but it was good.
I don't feel like that's that long.
2.5 hours?
I saw Avatar.
I was interested.
I heard Avatar was a flop.
Christmas Day. I loved it.
Really?
What?
Well, I've never even seen Avatar 1. That doesn't surprise me at all.
No, here's the thing. The second Avatar, I think, in my opinion, wasn't as good as this one.
Really?
But all of them, I mean, they knocked it out of the park in terms of the money they've grossed already. So that's not. But maybe people didn't like it for like...
I think with the third one, it was a flop, like in the box office.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought they already made all their money back.
Did they?
I thought so.
I don't know.
Man, I'm shook by that.
I haven't seen
it. I really liked it, but it was over 3 hours, which I peed one time. I'm actually really impressed with myself.
I still need to see The Housemaid and Eternity.
I haven't seen Housemaid either. Wait, I thought you... Are you sure? You hadn't seen... Are you sure?
I was supposed to go see it.
Oh, maybe that's what you told me.
Wait, should we see it this weekend?
Yeah, I'm down.
In the rain?
Yeah. My mom and my sister went. I was supposed to go, but then... Literally, the reason that I didn't go was because my friends and I went to Boston for one night. We went out to dinner and then, like, tried to go into another bar, but it was too crowded. So we just ended up going home. And that was when we started watching Heated Rivalry. And then the next day, we were like, oh, well, we, like, went to the gym and then got coffee and food. And then we were sitting down. We're like, okay, we'll watch one episode while... We like pack our stuff, and then we turned on the Patriots game briefly, and then we were like, okay, this is boring, let's go back to watching Heated Rivalry. And then we were like, there's only 2 episodes left, like we should just finish it. So then I missed going to The Housemaid with my mom and my sister because we were watching that show.
I might just wait till it comes on like one of the streamers or something.
Eternity is apparently streaming already on Prime, but you probably have to pay.
Who's in that? Leonardo DiCaprio?
Callum Turner, Miles Teller.
Oh,
star-studded.
Haven't seen that one.
I want to see it so badly.
Isn't Miles Teller the yacht that everybody was on?
Yeah. Oh my God. If Walls could talk.
I love him so much.
If Walls of a Yacht could talk, I would love to hear what that one had to say.
Wait, I also had no idea that Miles Teller was that successful. Like, that yacht was big.
They've been on yachts galore.
Miles Teller is really successful.
Yeah, he's very successful. He's in Top Gun.
Top Gun. He's been in a lot. Yeah.
I don't even know what he looks like. I couldn't even pinpoint.
Oh my God,
pinpoint.
He's so cute.
Miles Teller and
his wife are so in love.
Is he in that movie, The Spectacular Now? Is that him?
Huh.
Do you know The Spectacular Now?
Oh, Miles Teller is so good looking.
I'm making that up. I loved that movie with like, oh, what's her name?
Wait, he's so attractive and he's pretty young. He's only 38 years old.
Spectacular Now. Yes, he's in it with Shailene Woodley.
He's married to Callie Sperry.
What?
Kelly Teller.
Oh, okay. I was close.
What did you say?
Her name is spelled like
you
Kaylee.
Said Callie.
Oh, yeah.
Valley.
And her maiden name is Sperry.
L-E-I-G-H, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of like Callie.
Yeah.
Colby's bestie.
But their house burnt to the ground in the fires last year. And so she lost her wedding dress, and he got her an exact replica of her dress for Christmas.
Aww. I saw that video.
It's so cute.
It's very cute.
Wait, I'm literally so confused. Sorry.
You need to get rid of that. Audio police coming in hot.
I confiscated it.
Yeah.
I want to know about his yacht. Like, I'm so curious.
It wasn't not his yacht.
Oh, somebody said it was his yacht.
No, they bet they were on a yacht in September in Italy with, like, Nina Dobrev, and that was when she had just gotten divorced from Shaun White, and then she was posting a bunch of pictures with Zac Efron. They've just been yachting it up.
I think that's like a timeshare, but a yacht share.
Oh, interesting.
Well, they like share the
or
yacht.
Like, it was such an unusual bunch, it might have been like they all got invited by somebody.
Yeah, that's fair.
Fair,
because like seeing Alex Earl with them, like, and I think she posted somewhere that she, I saw this in a comment some section on a video, so it's obviously true, but she, I guess, said that she was going on a trip with a bunch of people that she didn't know.
Alex said that?
She said it in her caption, like, new friends.
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah.
Facts. I feel like she maybe knew one person or two.
She's a yachty now.
Yeah.
What do they call yacht girls? Is it just yachties?
A yacht girl?
Or not even a yacht girl. A deckhand? Just, like, people who yacht. Like, there's, like, a word for it. Like, that do what, like, Nina Dobrev and that group do.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
I think they're yachties.
It's like a deckhand.
There's no, it was a word
below deck.
The opposite of that.
No, it's the ones that enjoy the yachts.
The paying customers.
Yeah. Yes. Ooh. Or guests of the paying customers.
Or guests of.
That are just there to like be fun.
It is interesting to me that Alex Earl is now like 1 degree of separation from Taylor Swift. Although we don't even know if they're friends anymore, Kelly Teller and Taylor Swift.
True.
It's very, very vague.
No.
What's going on there?
Whatever happened with Taylor Swift and Blake Lively? Like, is Blake Lively still getting sued?
Nothing is ever confirmed nor denied, I feel like, on the friendship front in Taylor's camp.
Interesting.
I think what happened, well, I think what Blake's team did, like, blindsided Taylor and made Taylor, like, a little bit mad or a lot of it mad.
Understandable.
She was, like, because Taylor's such a private person, like, for especially, like, matters like that. So I feel like that really upset her. But from my perspective, I feel like Taylor's, like, that's such a, like, a deep-rooted friendship. Like, she literally was, like, an aunt to those, like, the kids.
Yeah.
The Reynolds Lively children. And, like, she named a lot of characters in her songs after the kids. Like, I feel like she, that's not a friendship you can just, like, you know, be like, all right, goodbye, see you never. I feel like they're working on their friendship.
It's like her Kylie Jenner and Jordan Woods.
Yeah.
If I had to guess, I feel like they're working on their friendship. But, like, Taylor was, like, probably very mad at her over all that. But I feel like it was a really muddy situation where, like, I feel like Blake thought she really did something with it and was, like, taking a stand against, like, the treatment. But then it, like, some of the things she did were not so, like, didn't really make her look very good.
Yeah.
From an extreme outsider perspective that we only know what information was shared, it seems like she almost was like, this is the kicker, like, we got him by saying that she had these messages from Taylor, and it's like
it made her look
bad.
Okay,
now you're just bringing somebody else into this who has really no role.
I don't know.
Taylor's wedding, I feel like, will clear up a lot of our questions to see who is in attendance.
I feel like
you don't think it's gonna be so private.
It will, like, it has to be, because, like, Taylor's so private. I feel like it will be very similar.
But there will be, like, Dumas of, like, people checking in and, like, paparazzi. Like, same as the Estee Himes wedding this weekend.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure she'll post pictures. Like, she'll want us to see, like, her dress and stuff like that eventually, but not, like, in real time.
Yeah, that makes sense. I need to close up shop for us because, unfortunately, I have to go. Oh, get ready for London. But I'll leave us with the update from this girl about the PT, because I think it's a good update.
Sorry, fill me in.
Okay, so this is, so she actually includes a quick refresher, so I'll kind of just read the whole thing.
Okay, cool.
But basically, this is from an advice segment that we did in either October or November, I think. But this girl says, I'm back with news on the hot PT golden retriever from October. Quick refresher, I wanted to ask out the hot PT at the office I was going to before the New York City Marathon. I took Adam's advice and on my last day told my female PT that I was interested in him. Unfortunately, she said he was talking to someone at the time. It was a coworker's friend, but promised that she would reach out if anything ever changed. She said, naturally, I left assuming I'd never hear from her again. But plot twist, at the beginning of December, she texted me asking if I wanted her to play wingwoman. And of course, I said yes. Fast forward to now, and we have our 7th date tomorrow. He truly is the nicest guy.
Oh, wow.
And I'm so glad I didn't chicken out and made a move. We've only been talking for about a month, but I have a strong feeling he's going to ask me to be his girlfriend soon.
7 dates in a month is impressive.
That's a lot of dates. It's like 2 weeks.
Yeah, where do you find the time?
Girl, give me some of that time. Wow, I love that for her.
Yeah.
Wait,
that's an amazing update.
Shoot your shot.
I love it.
Shoot your shot. Honestly, I don't think 7 dates in a month is that many if you really are obsessed with someone.
Yeah, but with the holidays?
Yeah, honestly, well, December. They were like, fuck my family, fuck Christmas. Yeah.
Well, which month was it?
December. She said they've been talking for a month.
And she literally just emailed us that like an hour ago.
All right, well.
So.
Maybe they're from the same hometown.
Yeah.
Maybe. And with that, that's where we'll leave you for the first episode of the year. Love ya. See ya. Bye. Bye. I didn't hear any noises today.
Oh, no fiber.
Fiber. She needs some fiber.
No, I did take some fiber medicine.
Get the girl some fiber. Some psyllium husk.